Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us for our weekly travel spot, and you've got winter breaks in Ireland to recommend, and you've got some value breaks, particularly for couples who might be able to go away in the middle of the week but also at weekends.
That's right, Matt. I know we talked about Christmas markets abroad last year, so I thought we'd focus on some deals in Ireland because it really is such a great time to go away. The prices of hotels have obviously come way down. You've less crowds. It's of course, coming into the festive season, so lots of the hotels are all decorated really, really nicely. But a couple of the things I was thinking about is, you know, when people are planning their Christmas lunches or their Christmas nights out in town and you're worried about taxi fares home and all that kind of thing, sometimes the overnight stays in hotels can nearly be better value, you know, when you add it all up. The Clayton and Limerick do this one every year, and it's kind of marketed as a girls' night away, but obviously it could be for couples or families or whoever wants to go. But they give you an overnight stay with breakfast, 2-course dinner, a glass of wine or beer with dinner, and a bottle of Prosecco and chocolates in the room on arrival. And the price is €100 per person based on 3 sharing, or 115 based on 2 sharing. And there's loads of dates available. So for those kind of, I was thinking, those early Christmas party nights out in early December, or there's even some dates between Christmas and New Year for a couple looking to get away for that kind of week, that Twixmas time. And even the Sunday of Bridget's weekend is there, all for that price. So it's really amazing value. 10 minutes from the train station, you don't even need to drive. So it'll be a really good party night away.
Now, just only 2 minutes away from Today FM and Marconi House is the Marlin Hotel in Dublin, which I don't know how many people are familiar with it, given that it's so close to St. Stephen's Green, and yet it's maybe a little hidden away.
It really is. It's one of those, and it's really great value. Again, I mean, Dublin gets a bad rap at times for particularly city centre hotels, but it's €113 per room for a couple, and loads of dates in November and December. Now, again, it's mostly Sunday to Thursdays, but, you know, for people even wanting to do shopping trips before Christmas, literally your minutes from Grafton Street, I just think it's incredible value. Again, or if somebody's planning a night out in Dublin and, you know, you're not getting a taxi home, €113 for your host hotel stay for between two people is just amazing value.
Or if you want to go to Athlone in the Sheraton, which again I think is probably walking distance to the train station.
Yeah, and I just think because it's right in the middle of the country, so it's kind of suitable for, and you know, no matter where you're living, a perfect kind of overnight escape. It's voted the best place to stay in Athlone on TripAdvisor. The spa is supposed to be fabulous on site, and Sunday night stays for €97 right through November. Again, like less than €50 per person for a 4-star hotel, a top rated hotel with a spa on site. I think it's just amazing value.
Now, what about Belfast?
Yeah, I thought it's important to mention the Christmas markets in Belfast because they're really, really good, particularly for couples or friends. It wouldn't be as family focused as some of the other ones, but I think I was there last year, and they're more, I suppose, like the continental style markets, the most like of any of the other markets in Ireland, I think. There's over 100 stalls. There's loads of different foods from different countries. Whilst there's obviously lots of local produce as well, there's just a good mix, and they're quite lively, like a really good atmosphere. Fridays and Saturdays are more expensive, and Sunday nights it does close at 6 o'clock, so it's to be mindful of that. But for a Sunday night stay in the Leonardo Hotel, Central Hotel, £86 for the night, or if you wanted to go on a Friday the 12th of December, £134, which I think is good value for a Friday night stay right in the middle of that festive period. And the markets are brilliant, they're really, really good.
There's also markets in Galway, and you're going now for a few 5-star luxury escapes that are a bit more pricey. But what can you get, for example, in the G Hotel in Galway?
Yeah, again, for the Christmas, Galway's Christmas markets are great as well in the 15th year, really, really popular, kind of more mixed, good for families or couples. But the G price, I think, again, is amazing value on a Sunday, €129 for a couple. For a five-star hotel, like €65 per person is so good. A Friday, the best I could find on a Friday was €202 staying on a Friday night. And that the markets do stay open till 8 o'clock on a Sunday, 10 o'clock other Thursday to Saturday. So you could definitely do that Sunday there. Again, you know, they're right on Air Square, a couple of minutes walk from the train station. So if you wanted a five-star Christmas escape.
Okay, another five-star one. Mount Juliet Estate in Kilkenny is a beautiful spot. What have you got there?
It really is. And, you know, again, I have a few five stars because I think in the summertime, these hotels are so expensive. But the winter, they're really, really good value. The Mount Juliet, €217 for various dates in November. And that includes breakfast per room. And there's so many things you can do on site. You can dine in the Michelin star restaurant there. You can do horse riding, falconry. There's so many different things you
can
do.
There's also golf, a great golf course. But all of those things you're mentioning, that will add on quite significantly to your base price, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Absolutely. And I suppose it's just a matter of getting, if you want that five-star break now, and you might have been looking in July, August, and you thought the prices were crazy, they're really good value now.
And similarly, Druids Glen in Wicklow has golf as well. What else does it have? Yeah.
Well, do you know, I thought it was good for Dubliners, particularly just looking for a quick night away. It's very close by. Also, if you wanted to go and visit Glendalough or British Bay or Paris Court, they're all very accessible. But there is a lovely indoor pool and a spa on site as well. And again, good value, €170 for a couple of Monday to Thursday, or Friday the 28th of November, €198 for a room, which I thought was quite good too.
Now, much more expensive, but there was an incredible renovation done a number of years ago at the Europe Hotel in Killarney, looking out over the lakes, absolutely spectacular, right beside Killarney Golf Course is very close by as well. But this is definitely a pricey one, isn't it?
It is, but you know, like that, again, the Europe in the summer, plus, you know, to get Killarney without the crowds, without all the tourists, it's just such a fabulous time. I believe it's beautifully decorated for Christmas, but they have a package deal. It is more expensive, but it includes breakfast, 3-course meal, complimentary activities. They do horse riding for anybody who hasn't ridden a horse before. They have these Austrian ponies that are kind of like a gentle breed. That's all complimentary. There's tennis, fitness classes, and there's this amazing spa. So it was €510 for a couple on a Thursday, or €595 on a Friday or a Saturday. But again, you've got your evening meal included, and you've all those complimentary activities as well.
Okay, you've been focusing on couples. Give us maybe a couple of family breaks, particularly start with the Newtown Park Hotel in Wexford, a Santa sleepover.
Yeah, lots of people. I remember when my kids were younger, getting the Santa experiences were really, really difficult or expensive. And I thought this was really good from the Newtown Park Hotel. They've combined with Johnstown Castle, so they include the Santa experience in your overnight stay. So you get your tickets to the Johnstown Castle experience, and you get your overnight, you get a treat on arrival. There's a few complimentary, like mini golf. You get breakfast included as well. And for a family of four, it's €217. For a family of five, €264. For a family of six, €320. And that includes the tickets. Like, the tickets alone are €80 for a family of four. So it's incredible value when you think of it. And if you're sort of want to do a festive experience and you want to kind of make the most of it, do an overnight stay, I think that's exceptionally good value.
I think you're a big fan of Winterville in Waterford Christmas markets, aren't you?
I was there now a couple of times, and I think from a family, I've spoke about Belfast and Galway, but from a family's perspective, they're definitely the best markets, Christmas markets in Ireland, without a doubt.
And then if you were to go there, where would you stay in Waterford?
Yeah, well, it's very expensive. It's very hard to get family rooms on the Friday and Saturday night, and they're only open Thursday to Sunday. So I did find a room at the Travelodge, which is very basic. But if you just want somewhere to rest your head, €140 for a family of four at the weekends. Or if you want to go a bit more upmarket, Waterford Castle Lodges are probably nearly as the same price as two rooms in a hotel. You get a 3-bedroom lodge there for €387. Maybe you could get two families together. But it's a fabulous experience if you look for a family Christmas market.
And very quickly, tell us about Tinkletown. Where's that?
This is the new Christmas market in Dublin. I just thought it was worth mentioning. It's literally brand new. It's just been announced from Dublin City Council. It's in Smithfield. There was one in Smithfield last year. This is kind of a replacement for that. Not a huge amount out about it yet, but it is going to be free to attend. But you will pay extra for like a Santa panto and ice skating and things like that. You can pre-book those in advance. But the best value I could find for a hotel stay for a family kind of was the Croke Park Hotel. At weekends, it's €230 for a family of four. Or if you want to do a Sunday night stay, if you've young kids, €142 for a family room for four on the 7th of December. I thought it was good. You could do the Croke Park tour, the Skyline, all of that.
Okay, and we're mentioning Tinkletown and Smithfield, Dublin. It doesn't start the 28th of November, but if you're going to get accommodation, you need to be looking for it now. Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.